So a guy walks into a shed and sees a monkey.
A monkey?
It sounds like the beginning of a joke, but it really happened in Connecticut. Steve Crandall from Old Saybrook's on the phone. Hey.
How are you?
Good. What happened?
So I was over at my neighbor's house, just hanging out, and he was cleaning the gutters. I was helping him, and then next thing you know, he goes back into his shed, and he's like, shuts the door, and he's like, holy shit. He's like, Steve, come over here.
Hold on.
Holy S.
Oh, sorry about that.
Holy S.
Don't be me.
You know Emily?
Sorry about that.
Holy Steve.
Right.
There we go. He's like, Steve, check this out. Is this a bat? So I walked over there and opened the door. He showed me where it was, and I'm like, got a closer look, and the thing looked at me and opened its mouth and made a little screech, and then I was like, no, that's a monkey.
Nice.
And I got a couple pictures, and then we shot the shed again because all I could think about was that movie Outbreak. So.
Right. Hey, you never know.
For real?
Dustin Hoffman shows up in a suit.
That's it.
Yep.
You don't want to be the guy that let the thing out.
Right.
No.
Monkey!
So the next thing we did, we're like, what do we do? And I'm like, who do we call for this? So I'm calling the local police department, and I told her I had a crazy story for her, and she's like, all right, I don't know what to do. Can we call you back on this number?
Well, you're supposed to know.
Right, yeah. Well, no one really calls it a monkey.
No, not really.
No.
So then they sent an officer over, and then a couple DEP officers came, and they got the monkey out. It took like 20 minutes to get the monkey out. They couldn't find it in the guy's shed, so there was like four of them.
Now, what's interesting is that the monkey wasn't afraid of you.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't want to take any chances.
It made that little noise,
right?
But that was.
If you see the pictures are. It's like making it like it's got its mouth open. And I'm like, I just saw that. I'm like, all right,
yeah, it's a cool thing.
I didn't want it to jump out at me,
right?
Yeah, the mouth opening is its warning,
right? Hey, mm-hmm.
like you're making me uncomfortable,
right? Feces. Yeah.
I have
next.
Teeth,
right?
You may not like what's next.
Exactly. All get on your back,
and you close the
door. Shut the door before that happens.
And the monkey was like, "See, this is how we communicate.
If I get on your back, forget about it. You'll regret it."
Yeah. Now the other guys. It knew.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta go hide.
The jig is up. Yep.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So the homeowner actually, he came after all the cops and stuff were there and the DEP, and he actually helped get it out. So
nice.
Yeah.
How big would you say the monkey was or is?
I'm going to say it was probably like 3 to 4 inches tall.
Yeah, it fits in the guy's hand.
Yeah. But it had a nice long tail, though.
Yeah. Cute little thing.
3 to 4 inches tall.
Yeah. Cute.
Somewhere
very cute.
Around there.
Yeah.
It's a little mini monkey.
That's a chia pet.
Like a marmoset or something like that it was called.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, very cute little thing. I freaky hair, you know.
I'm sorry if I missed this in the story, but who does the monkey belong to? Do we know where it came from?
A neighbor down the street on the opposite side of us. I don't know what his name was. I didn't catch it, but I guess he just got it like 2 weeks ago.
Right. His name's Tarzan.
And he's not supposed to have these, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it illegal to have them?
Yeah. From what I understand, this monkey here in Florida, you're allowed to have it. They had a permit for Florida, but Connecticut does not have this permit here. And I think he moved from Florida to here, brought the monkey, and now the monkey was, you know, illegal.
Mm.
That's great.
Yeah.
I thought he was transporting the monkey. He just got in. He's transporting the monkey to Florida. He just bought property there. But.
Okay. I knew Florida's involved, and apparently it's legal in Florida.
Trying to be exact.
I don't see how. But.
Yeah.
And it just found its way into the shed?
I think when he opened the door, it must have snuck right behind him.
Right.
Because my neighbor's a little older, so he probably didn't really see it.
And right.
Being that small, too, so.
Right.
You don't expect to see a 3-inch monkey.
No, you don't.
No.
No.
Not at all. And especially when we were just talking, I was at a party this weekend. We were just talking about that because my boss's wife wanted she wanted exotic birds. And I said, well, I'm getting a monkey delivered next week.
Nice.
And then next
you
thing
made
you know,
that
there's
joke?
One of my neighbors. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh.
Can you make a joke about winning the lottery and giving it to radio people?
Yeah, seriously.
I wish I could win the lottery and make that joke for myself.
Cool. Well, I hope you do.
Oh, you made a joke about getting a monkey,
right.
And then you're the one who
with the monkey
confirms there's a monkey in the shed.
Right. I've heard of trunk monkey, never a shed monkey.
And I told my 8-year-old daughter that because I didn't have her that night, and she was like, yeah, okay, whatever, Dad. You're lying.
Right. How many beers you had, Dad?
But.
And where's the monkey now? Do we know?
I think it got transported to Beardsley Zoo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good place for it. Is it going to stay there, or are they transferring it somewhere else?
I think they're going to just transfer it to someplace else. They just need to get it checked out and stuff. So
yeah, it's wearing a little orange jumpsuit right now. It's in holding right now until the judicial process goes through. And then
he's in his little finger cuffs.
Right, exactly.
Oh, poor guy. It's not his fault. Not guilty.
Yeah.
Wow. But it was a crazy story. Absolutely. It was something different for a Monday after.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fly to another state, one of those little remote control helicopters.
Right. Right. A little monkey prison bus. Yep.
That's the thing. You could put that little monkey in little RVs and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you could.
Mm-hmm.
That's some funny stuff.
Fun with monkeys. Yep. Yeah, it's an adorable thing.
What did the neighbor who was moving to Florida with the monkey name the monkey?
Gigi, and that's what's odd Gigi. Is that's what my little daughter calls my mother.
Right,
so. Gigi.
Yeah. Gigi was happy.
Yep.
We're gonna be changing that name now.
You were meant to meet this monkey,
right?
Yeah. Grandma Gigi or Monkey Gigi,
either or.
Yeah. You have to get a monkey tattoo
and,
now.
And
yes,
both
Gigi,
and both throw feces when you get mad. Wow,
that is some cute monkey, though.
Yeah,
it really is.
No. Yeah.
Now I try to keep it.
Now I won.
I would have thought, but if I never saw that movie Outbreak, I probably would have. But
right.
Yeah.
Sandy's in the movie, right. I can have one.
All right, Steve. Well, nice job. You did all the right things.
Yep.
Well, thank you. It was nice talking to you guys. Yeah. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
And we believe you.
That was Steve from Old Saybrook.
Nice.
Man, that is, I didn't picture that.
Yeah.
3 to 4 inches.
Tiny
it's
so tiny.
Yeah, when the guy had it in his hand, I'm like, oh, look how cute the monkey is.
It's
the picture they show looks like a big monkey.
I was going to say, it is hard to tell.
It looks big.
It does.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got its mouth open. I'm like, ah, and instead of like, that weird hairdo, like 1980s artist, you know?
It says the probably size of a dandelion or something.
Yeah.
It's so tiny.
It's got like elderly man ear hair flying.
I love it.
It could ride a guinea pig.
GG.
Yep.
That's Emily nipple hair. Let's get it right.
It's probably the same length. It's crazy.
I found the Walgreens parking lot. Boink, boink, boink.
Oh, my God. You could put that little tiny monkey in a dollhouse.
You could.
You know,
God,
and the furniture would be to scale.
Right? Yeah. Many uses. Many uses. Yep.
Call in your monkey encounters. I know not everyone has had a monkey encounter.
Right, but some have.
Yeah, some have. Yeah. Enough have had. Them, military folks.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You had one at the
overseas.
Zoo, didn't you?
I had one.
Yeah. Overseas, yeah.
AJ, did you have one?
Yes, it was brief, but I had one. Yes.
Okay. Chuck in Stratford.
Hey, Chaz. This is Chuck, the submarine guy.
Hey. You got the whole crew.
How you doing, man?
Good.
So we were on a field trip in first grade or second grade, I can't remember, to Beardsley Park, to Beardsley Zoo, before
yes.
they put up the plastic in front of the plexiglass in front of the monkey cages.
Yeah.
And there was a guy holding like a little baby, maybe 1 or 2 years old, and he had him cradled in his arms. He goes, "Hey, look at the monkey." And the monkey spit, and I mean a huge lunger, and hit him both right in the head. And the baby started crying, and we were crying because we're little. And that was like the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
It's funny as it does.
Baby's crying.
Right.
You're crying, laughing.
Like,
right.
Hey, look at the monkey.
Hot tour.
Right.
Hot tour.
Yeah.
Hot tour. Spit on that thing.
Is that the Hot tour girl?
Apparently so, yes.
And that's why there's plexiglass up in front of the monkey cage. That and no, they didn't throw any poop, but the spit was right on the money.
Either one you don't want on you.
No.
Yes. No. Yeah. I can't imagine monkey spit being anything good.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
No.
Negative.
Like old bananas.
Negative.
Nuts.
Huck to it.
Huck to it.
Yep.
Huck to it.
You gotta admit, that's pretty,
you
pretty good name.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Yep.
I actually thought they put the plexiglass in there for COVID.
Right.
I'm like, are they afraid we're gonna?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You know.
Nah, that's protect
and then
you.
It's an episode of Outbreak.
Yeah. That's protect you.
Bob, Long Island.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
You have a monkey encounter story?
Yes, I do. We were visiting, we're vacationing in Costa Rica, and we heard some music playing in this bar, so we stopped, and the band let me get up and play. We went out to the parking lot to leave, and there was a monkey on the ground behind the car, and it looked like that somebody ran over his tail.
Oh,
and there was a little bit of blood there. We didn't know what was going on.
Right.
It turned out the monkey was having a baby right there in the parking lot.
Whoa.
Oh my God!
Wow!
Oh,
yeah.
Let me guess. The monkey didn't know it was pregnant.
Did you pack any scrubs? Well, what happened?
It went into the Golden Corral bathroom.
Right. Apparently, but the monkey originally, got pregnant there.
Maybe.
It was ladies' night.
A lot of strange guys there.
One too many banana daiquiris. Next thing you know.
Wow. Monkey having a baby.
Wow.
Yeah, so the monkey basically had the baby right there, scooped it up in its arm, and then just climbed into the tree. And, we thought it got ran over because we saw a little bit of blood going on.
No,
we didn't know what was happening.
Monkey afterbirth,
and
yes.
We called like some, animal people to come, but they didn't get there in time. The monkey just took off up the tree with the baby in his arm. So it was a strange encounter with the monkey.
The animal people in Costa Rica coming out for a pregnant monkey. They're like,
we'll get right on it.
These Americans care way too much.
Yeah, we'll get right on it.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Right. It's funny. Yep. The people who, we take 18 years to raise a baby and send it on its own.
Right. Mm-hmm.
At least 18 years.
Yep.
They're like, one day, here's a banana, kid.
Exactly.
Good luck.
Right. No daycare for monkeys.
Can you imagine that? You give birth, you grab, scoop it up with one arm, and then you're climbing a tree.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how it should be here.
Life goes on.
That's it.
Yep.
Push out that baby, grab it.
All right.
Climb a tree.
Kid's working next week. You're picking bananas at the rest of us.
I just want to say, I listen to you guys every morning. It's my first time calling.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. And,
welcome, man. Welcome.
I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, Bob.
And it's something good to listen to on the way to work.
Oh, man.
Thank you,
so much,
man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, dude.
Alan the Shed, are you the monkey in the story?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, right. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, you know that first caller with the monkey in Bearsley Park? I recall him when I was young. I think his name was Charlie.
Charlie the monkey?
Did he get you weed?
Yeah. I think why they put the plexiglass up there, because he used to throw feces and spit at people all the time.
Wow.
That's where the plexiglass come from. And then I think Bearsley Park finally got rid of him. Because he was too mean of a monkey.
Right.
He was too mean of a monkey.
A mean monkey.
He's a mean monkey.
Mean
monkey.
To the people.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Anyway, I used to own a monkey. I told you guys a long time ago, I think.
This makes sense.
I don't recall that.
That's cool.
I don't recall that, but I'm not going to say you're
lying. An orangutan? That's what I picture.
Yeah, what kind of monkey?
It was, oh, my God. I just had this thing in my head. I just forgot it. Wow. I'll know in a couple of seconds. Hold on. His name was a Bingo, anyway.
What was it?
It was about a
Bingo?
It was a spider monkey.
Spider monkey.
Yeah, his name was a Bingo.
A Bingo?
A Bingo.
Or a Dingo.
But anyway, he was about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet tall.
That's big.
I used to put him on a leash.
Wow.
Walk around the neighborhood with him, with a harness.
But, who was walking who there, though?
Right.
Really?
Right. The monkey's like, do you mean my Al?
No, he would hang up on my shoulder.
Yeah.
But if he seen a spider in the bush, he would jump off my shoulder and jump right into the bush and get the spider and eat it. I guess that's where they got their name from.
Spider monkey, yeah.
You know, back in the day, there were a lot of hedges as you going down the street. But, my mom made me get rid of him because he had this thing with female voices. He used to beat off when they tried talking to him at the cage.
And now you do it. Hi, Ruth.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Al.
It was like he handed it to me.
He did hand that to you.
So you handed it to me.
Nicely done, AJ.
Thank you.
Monkey encounters. Did not see that one coming.
Did not. No. Not at all. Nope. A wild stream. Never.
And you know what? I 100% believe every part of it.
Got a bad visual. Got a bad visual, too.
Patty, Long Island.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
This was before there were cell phones out to take pictures. But for a wedding present, I got Zippy the Chimp coming in roller skating. And everybody got to hang out with
him. That's awesome.
And hold his hand.
That's awesome.
Zippy the chimp.
Zippy the chimp.
So it's like rent a monkey?
No, this was a friend of mine. He had a friend that had this chimp, and it was at the firehouse. It was a month after we got married, and my parents said, we're throwing you a party, and he bought in Zippy the chimp, and it was before cell phones could photograph.
And you said on roller skates, right?
On roller skates.
Nice.
Wow.
Was he good on the roller skates, or just kind of hung 10?
No, he was really good. The way he went and friendly and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Did he get a plate of free food for his work?
Then he had these breakaway pants.
And no professional photographer hired for
no,
the...
No, there wasn't professional photographers back then, because it was many moons ago.
Right.
Hold it.
It was all charcoal.
What year was
then?
This where they didn't have professional photographers?
Well, it was like 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
All right, let's do the math.
40.
Right.
1984.
Yeah.
No professional photographers.
Well, they just didn't have any there? Or
I mean, they did, but maybe not for, they wouldn't think for like a party, right?
Right.
The monkey had an NDA.
Yeah,
no one was allowed to take pictures.
We didn't plan anything.
Nobody had any box cameras back then.
And then we got in trouble for blowing up fireworks in the parking lot. My father goes, that's enough already.
Yeah, Zippy didn't like
that. That's
it
enough.
Yeah. Stop. What the thing?
You just blamed the monkey.
Right. Yeah. Monkey did it.
Throw the cigarette lighter in his hands. I have.
That was Zippy's escape. That's his finale.
Thank you for making me laugh every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for Zippy.
But thank you, and have a great day, and have a great 4th.
Thank you too.
Happy and safe. Thank you.
Just got a monkey on roller skates. Let's light a firework.
Yeah.
You know that what? That's a party I want to be invited to.
Anything goes, something like that.
We got a monkey named Zippy roller skating, and we have
fireworks. You know
Zippy's
drinking champagne out of the bottle.
And no one's allowed to bring a camera.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I'm in.
Yep.
Michelle in Hamden.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So when I was really young, like 5 or 6, my parents took me to this drive-through zoo thing where the animals were just walking around.
Yeah.
They had one in New Jersey.
I think it was New Jersey, as a matter of fact.
Right.
And so, like, they tell you all these rules, like, don't feed the animals, don't roll down your windows. So the car in front of us, I don't know what they threw out of the car, like food or I don't know, but a whole bunch of monkeys, like 4 monkeys, jumped on their car. They ripped off the side mirrors.
Wow.
They just, oh my gosh, they were so angry.
Wow.
And I cried and I just, I sat on the floor in the back seat for the rest of the time. I didn't even want to see anything else. That was like traumatized.
Right.
But yeah, monkeys are scary.
Yeah,
they're
apparently
very strong.
It was off-brand food.
I don't even know.
I'm not eating Stop and Shop bagels. Come on.
They're like vegan and they got chicken nuggets.
Right.
Someone yelled out the window, clip that nipple hair. And they went nuts.
Nuts.
Get the tweezers. Doink,
doink, doink. Wow. Yeah, I've been through that safari. Was that Great Adventure?
Yeah,
in New Jersey?
Yeah. I've
and
been
they
to
had
that
the safari.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
I've seen cars get the radio antennas and the windshield wipers pulled off.
Yeah, I've seen the animals tagged also with spray paint.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.